Members, it's fine. The meeting this morning, who are responsible for the whole province. And the issue before us is that it has been, and it will remain being, the committee oversight practice that we, in the absence of us having to cover all provinces at the go, because of the nature of the program, just normally would have wanted to go to each and every province for us to be able to have an understanding of the state of affairs in each province. Therefore, we have this arrangement that we invite provincial managers to engage with us around a number of issues that we list for them to engage with us. And after that meeting, it sort of helps us to understand the state of affairs, because by the time we get to the strategic plan that will be presented by the department nationally, we have some kind of an understanding of the issues on the ground. But again, based on our experiences, again, on our oversight that we do as a committee, as individuals, members of this committee, visiting different offices in the country, it gives us an opportunity to engage with those that are responsible for the provinces and to respond to some of the questions of our findings and all of that. For example, I'll just make one example that the committee, few members of the committee did on Tuesday. On Thursday last week, we visited Barrack Street office. When we visited Barrack Street office, we expect obviously to have managers and supervisors to be in place. On the ground floor, it was clear that supervisors were somewhere on the third floor when they had to supervise people who were on the ground floor. Yeah, third floor, and the forms and the old ID, temporary IDs were just scattered on the floor and all of that. And these are things that normally your director general may not even have to know about, may not even pick them up. It's only when we do this oversight that we are able to come across these things. And for us, it becomes good that when we engage with the provincial managers, we are able to understand the extent in which they manage their provinces. What we found, again, was that only two computers were working out of seven. Only two computers were working. And the queues were so long. And normally, in doing our oversight, these are things that we'll deal with when we get to each and every office. But therefore, the person responsible either for the office or for that province will definitely have to account on those issues that we discover. But I'm saying that it has been that practice that helped the portfolio committee to understand the depth of the crisis, to understand again at the same time achievement and progress that has been made based on this oversight that we do with provincial managers. So on that note, I then wrote a letter on the 22nd of February requesting the Director General to help us facilitate this meeting with provincial managers with respect, so as to allow us this opportunity. It was on the 15th, and the meeting was then scheduled for the 22nd of February. The intention of us was to engage, as I said, that day with the provincial managers. And we even stated in that day, what's called, that what we'll appreciate will be purely meeting with provincial managers. Because we find that most of the time, when we engage with them, they are more freer to raise issues and all of that, and it helps us when we engage with the department. On the 18th, we received a letter from the Director General that, as members can see, I've distributed the copies of these letters. But clearly, the letter was stating that he is the accounting officer, and then we'll bring the provincial the portfolio committee on the state of provinces as requested. I'll make individual provincial reports available to the committee. The deputy director general says it delivered to whom the provincial manager's report will as well to selected provincial manager, and he will only select two provincial managers. I don't know what criteria will be used to select the two that will be here and all of that, but nevertheless, this is what he said, that only two of them will come, but the worst one. He will take responsibility of pressing the committee on those issues. So we then responded back the portfolio committee to have noted this letter and to raise, in fact, the whole issue of why do we want this meeting to take place. And it was when the committee resolved on the 20th of February now. That was the resolution of the committee on the 19th of February. Then the committee then resolved that we should invite this individual. But being that obvious, with the responsibilities of portfolio committees of parliament, guided by the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, and the powers vested on the committees, that we can call anyone that we want to call at any given time to account for his activities. It was on those bases that we invite now this provincial manager. And then we then even give a process and a program as to how we want to engage the provincial managers and all of that. And then we then included, obviously, the issues that we want them to brief us on, because these are people who are directly involved with local offices, local traditional leaders, local organizations, civics, you may name them, and all of that. But the ones who are responsible, in fact, for the activities of Home Affairs. Because when you talk, they turn around and they're changing Home Affairs. These are the first people, in fact, who feel the impact of the change that you begin to see at Home Affairs. Then we received the response from the Director General, which was now dated on the 21st of February, expressing obviously his views around this meeting. Therefore, we communicated again just to say that, you know, acknowledging the watch call indicated in my letter dated with the Portfolio Committee of Home Affairs has resolved, just to inform the DG of our resolving. And then thank you very much. And then we, in fact, immediately after that, he then responded this is the response that we got, but it does not have a date. Responding, I would like to, but I think it was the 22nd, because the flag is not sure, but it's not the right date. I would like to advise that my position remains certain in my letter. The letter simply says that he will not allow the provincial managers rather than himself and all of that. So we just communicated that to the minister, just informed the minister that this is what the committee was doing and this is what was going to be happening, and therefore we wanted to bring this to the attention of the minister, and then they just acknowledged having received our letter and returned there. So I'm not sure as to this morning. But we expected, obviously, that we'll engage with the provincial managers. And I see that, obviously, there's no one. The only correspondence we received was that last correspondence that states that they will not be coming. So that was then the intention of the meeting. And therefore, there is no body from the provincial managers that we'll engage with this morning. So I thought that, let me just share with members on the attempt to have this meeting arranged in the manner in which we thought that it would be necessary for us to engage on this. Let me start with Inka, Charlie, Jose Moramoshe. Inka?
Thanks, Chairman. I mean, the correspondence is quite distressing. but it raises an interesting issue. We oversight is vested at the national level, and I can see absolutely no reason why we should be prevented from dealing with people at the provincial level. I totally agree with you, Chairman, on this issue.
Okay, Charlie.
True to the tables in your briefing report, are very shocking for you. Send a letter for the already four times, 15, 20, 22, 25. Four times for the letter to the DG. This one is, this committee haven't got the respect. I remember last year we called this formation manager coming, DG, the leader for the summer formation manager coming, see the a report to the committee. But unfortunately, this one, Chairperson, you send four times for the letter. They just respond this letter. I'm very unhappy for this one. This committee, Chairperson, not get the respect. I wish our committee must take some action. Thank you.
Leadership of the committee. Now we look at the letter of the 21st February. Can I give Kosi? Yes, Kosi.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me start by correcting the perception that it's the Chairperson who wants those provincial managers to come and account. To state it clearly, Chairperson, is not the Chairperson, it's the resolution of the Portfolio Committee. You are only there to facilitate the meeting, Chairperson. Coming to the issue, Chairperson, I would also like to advise you, Chairperson, not to engage with the Director General to defy the rules of Parliament, Chairperson. Always when they engage with you, you must stick to the rules. The rule says they must come and account. The Auditor General, the Director General, Chairperson, is clear. I'm not happy when we are talking while he's not here, Chairperson. He should have come here so that we can tell him that Portfolio Committee does not fall under his mandate. He does not have a jurisdiction to control Portfolio Committee, Chairperson. The rules of Parliament are clear. And in addition, Chairperson, those provincial managers are the ones who got powers from head office under devolution of power. They can appoint from level 1 up to level 8. And also, Chairperson, when it comes to immigration issues, Resolution 33 of 2005 stated clearly, Chairperson, anything coming from immigration every week must be submitted to head office. If your Director General is saying you must not go and check, what kind of procedure are we following, Chairperson? I am supporting the idea to say let's take the proper procedure to do our work, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much indeed, Chairperson. Chairperson, at the outset, I would certainly strongly share the sentiments of Honourable Mars. I think it's important that Parliament always uses its oversight function well and that it holds both ministries and obviously Director Generals to account. I'm just concerned, Chairperson, though, that we have a largely dysfunctional department. It's been in that state for some time. It has a history of internal warring between ministers and DGs or DGs and committees. And I'm just concerned that we end up with a win-win situation. I have a lot of contact with the DG. I'm sure we all do. But I must tell you, in my experience, I find him very approachable, highly helpful, competent. I think he's one of the best things we've got going in this department at the moment, which I remind you is largely dysfunctional. It's not working. And I am also very distressed to read this correspondence, and I just wonder what really is behind all of this, because it seems to me very unnecessary. We need to make this department function properly so that the people of South Africa get the service that they pay for. And I would agree, in theory at least, we want regional representatives here, provincial representatives. We can have anybody here we want to. But when I read this, I'm concerned that there's perhaps more behind all of this. And I would like to suggest that we do a number of things. I think the first thing is we need to get a small group from this committee, perhaps to go have a meeting with the Director General, possibly even the Minister, and thrash this problem out, because we cannot afford to lose another Director General and have another situation where a committee is not getting on with the DG or the Minister or whatever. The other point, Chairperson, is just reading the correspondence, the DG makes mention of a possible workshop. Now, you know, I think we need to sort of perhaps try and meet each other both ways. Perhaps this committee does need to take time out, go away for a day or 2 days somewhere, and actually interact not just with the senior management, with the provincial representatives or something. Now, maybe that isn't a really realistic solution, but I'd like to suggest we at least talk through it. But I would like to propose at this stage that a small team, perhaps of two or three people, the chairperson, make an urgent meeting appointment either directly with the DG or in the presence of the minister as well. But I think we all have the interests of this committee, of the department at heart. We know what bad situation it's in, and we can't afford this sort of correspondence to derail us. And I really want to note this for the committee. I don't know what's behind it, but I'm immediately very concerned that there's far more than meets the eye to this, and I certainly, from my perspective, want to get past it so we all win. So my proposal, Chairperson, is we try and find some answer rather than get into a confrontation situation. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm sure we'll be seen and heard to be harping on the same thing, but it is important that we emphasize clearly that this type of conduct by the DG is unacceptable. The manner in which, or the high-handed manner in which he communicates with the committee is just out of order. Whilst it should also be very important from our side to try to do the best we can in the interest of the department to salvage the little pride that the department may still be having. But it is also equally important that the DG notices and realizes that the question of oversight and the question of responsibility of this committee is not only fostered or focused on the national office. This committee has to take oversight across the whole country. So wherever there are people, and like we have indicated that there are problems in the office. I mean, you pick up any newspaper almost on a daily basis. There are problems in the provinces, not only at the head office, but even in the province. So now it is those type of problems that we need to pick up as representatives of the people on the ground. You are here because you've been elected by those people, and then the problems that beset them on the ground have to come up to us from the people who are in the coalface of the situation. Whilst I fully support what the Honorable Lawyer has said, but the last paragraph on the first on the first page of the letter of the 21st, I know I'm not a regular in this committee, but I know on more than one occasion, invitations had been extended to the DG himself by the committee, and he has never availed himself. Sometimes he even went to head office. He spent the whole day there at head office, and he wasn't there. Whilst he knew that this committee was coming, was reported as having gone to KZN or so and so. So I'm trying to say the issues that he states that after 9 months he's been trying to restructure, to transform the department, he's never had support from this committee. To me, it's actually not very, 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 very true. So all these things in support of what Honorable Lawyer just said would also have to be brought to light with the smaller committee that has been referred to, if need be. Because this, as I say, should be done mainly in the interest of the department and this country without necessarily trying to get even with an individual. Thank you.
Chairperson, without repeating what has been said, the first thing that comes into my mind going through these letters is, what is our problem in calling the DG to come and explain himself? That's my question. Not repeating what has been said, but for me, the answer is, it's for the committee to call the DG to come and explain himself.
Thanks, Chair. Yes, sorry being late. I just want to make the point, I mean, even over this weekend, the Minister of Finance challenged members of Parliament, said we are not doing our work. We are not doing our oversight. We must earn our salaries. And if you analyze oversight by parliamentary committees, then we have a duty. We have to do oversight. Sometimes it's not nice, maybe, but it's in the interest of the public and in the interest of the voters and in the interest of service delivery. And that, Chair, raises the important question of the role of Parliament. In terms of the rules, and we don't want to be legalistic, if a portfolio committee asks role players from a government department to be at Parliament, they should be here. They should adhere that call that's made by the portfolio committee. If we have a culture where technical points are raised for not being here, we're going to create a very difficult position where oversight will be in a certain way be hampered. And I've went through the correspondence. I think it's important to hear the give the accounting office the opportunity, but I think it's very important. If the portfolio committee wants the immigration officer at the Joosdrift to come to Parliament to enable the parliamentary committee to do oversight, that official must be here, and we must be able to entertain that. If we want to go to the border post at night at Cape Town Harbour at 12 o'clock, we must be able to do it. So, Chair, my plea is that we must, in ensuring that oversight is done, we must use that approach rather than be technical about these issues.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I think even if the DG wants to say something, I think the State of the Nation address from the President has said it quite clearly that straightforward, it's business unusual this year. Therefore, I don't see the reason for him to question. And the other thing I would like to support what Honorable Khoshi has said. The DG is personalizing this duty. He is not like a person who is working, who is assigned to work. Whenever he talks about the committee, he talks about the chairperson. That's a personal thing that he is doing. So I support what Honorable members have said. Thank you, Chairperson.
Chairperson, it is really unfortunate that we end up being in such a situation, of which I think it wasn't necessary. I can't just understand why the DG, if he has a different view of approaching the operations of the department and the operation of the portfolio committee, why don't he maybe come up with that very same suggestion? And I don't think that he has been stopped not to be party to this meeting. If he wanted to maybe to hand in a report of all provincial managers, he could have done that. And then if we reject and say we want those people personally here, he must hear from this committee. But for him to say, if we have identified four provinces to say they must come here, I just want to find out, did he stop them and say, you don't go there? If that is the case, then we would like to know exactly why did he stop them. Because of, in as far as the rules of parliament are concerned, nobody should stop the call by the portfolio committee. If he is not satisfied, then he must say it. But he cannot stop them not to come.
Thank you, Chairperson. I share the sentiments with the other members regarding this matter, and I think we have exhausted this issue. I would like to actually second a proposal by Honorable Kakane that maybe it will be proper if we invite the DG to a portfolio committee meeting where maybe he will explain or we interact with him with regard to how are we supposed to work with him. Thank you, Chair. But not forgetting that we have our mandate as an oversight committee. We will do our oversight work as the Honorable Beekman has said. Thank you, Chair.
Mine was originally a follow-up. I too have had a very good relationship with the DG whenever I have needed help. But what this correspondence actually demonstrates to me is a lack of understanding. And I'm beginning to wonder, here's a man who came from outside, he was appointed a DG, he has a dysfunctional committee. Have we ever talked to him, or has anybody ever talked to him and told him exactly what the parliamentary procedures are? Because his correspondence demonstrates a total lack of understanding of the parliamentary rule and parliamentary responsibility of the DG. So I would support, you know, interacting in a friendly manner in the first instance while supporting the chairman who's done nothing wrong other than insisting on our proper oversight responsibilities. So please, let's find a way of a good interaction between the DG and...
Thank you, Chairman. I just follow up for the Honorable Skotana says, why is the DG, how he can stop the formation manager coming? If you from the DG, this is 21st of February, this later second paragraph, he says, to quote you, the committee doesn't not want the DG and the deputy director general and the DDG for service delivery to present on behalf the provincial manager. He already indicates he on behalf to the provincial manager, so he can stop. So I think he indicates the inside letter very clear.
Now, member. We need to do, but obviously the letter and the manner in which the DG communicates to the committee is really uncalled for. But if you really have to read these letters of the manner in which you respond, explicit in your attention to exclude me and senior managers in this exercise of dubious values, you know it tells you that we are going to head to a problem. But the fact is that, you see, my biggest problem is that you don't dictate as to why, how parliamentary committees must be oversized. That's my biggest problem. And the issue of the workshop, we proposed the workshop as early as last year that we'll have this workshop and all of that. All of a sudden, the issue is that the impression given in this letter is that they have been asking for this workshop and we have never given them an opportunity to workshop us on the turnaround. I'm not sure that the issue is about to be workshop. We know oversight. And the problems of Home Affairs, obviously, are not new to the DG. He has been with FITA. He has been supplying solutions to the very same collapse solutions that the Department of Home Affairs is dealing with today. They have been supplied by FITA, most of them. So he knows very well the problems that Home Affairs is facing. He's not new, like an outsider, as you may say. But the issue is that the issue of relationships, how we relate to one another, I think is very critical. Because here we have a responsibility to do oversight and not undermining anybody. We are on record, this portfolio committee on record, that we support the initiative taken by the minister from the beginning and the work that is being done. Now, I feel very much a head that would not be able, in fact, to discharge our duties without any interference. Because this very same report, if we had an opportunity, we would have gone to Mpumalanga. We would have called the provincial manager of Mpumalanga to appear before the committee in Mpumalanga without his presence. Because wherever where we go, we don't ask permission that we ask. It was a respect that we did. To say, let's write to the DG to help us facilitate that. That was with respect. But people don't see it like that. You see, when you don't understand. Last time we had to teach him how to make the annual report. And I understand that was his weakness. But it was not in best faith. But how it was reported again to the meeting, it was like, we have sent them away and tell them to pack their bags and go back and all of that. But, what we must then do, members? I think we will not have a situation that we are dictated as to how we must do oversight. And that must not happen. What we're going to do is that I'm going to insist on this meeting. This meeting must take place. This meeting must take place as the committee has resolved. This meeting must take place. We must call those people that want them to appear before the committee. And they must come and appear before the committee. I don't see us passing any annual report of the Department of Home Affairs in a situation that we have to be begging for what we must do. Our oversight work, as I've just given you a little synopsis of the current challenges that you find. And those things cannot be. When there's a problem, this committee and myself in particular, when the provincial manager of the department here in the province resigned, and she left the post for over 2 weeks, and I was not even an acting president, I personally communicated with the DG to make him aware, and he immediately appointed someone. And the kind of cooperation that we have, I would have just kept quiet and allowed things to collapse if we were not cooperating and trying to help. But I'm saying that oversight, I know that oversight is something that a lot of people will not understand it. But even if they understand it, sometimes people will not want you to be critical as you may be on the issues in the name of having to be dealing with problems. Home Affairs is the same as other departments. There's nothing special about Home Affairs. The problems that we have at Home Affairs are problems which are caused by the department itself. So there's nothing special about having to deal with Home Affairs itself, a particular approach. The problem is that we'll be engaging on a number of things. We're engaging on the ID campaigns, a number of things, service delivery. All those things that provincial managers are responsible for are things that we want to get the watch for. But definitely I'm going to ask the DG, we'll have to explain the content of this letter and the tone in which I write this letter. I mean, communicating with the Portfolio Committee of Parliament in this session, it really shows disrespect to the Portfolio Committee. It's personalized, I mean, but clearly it's about the chairperson, no longer about the committee, and I share the mandate of this committee. But nevertheless, what we would then do, members, is that having engaged around this issue and what we expected, and this was not for the first time for members who would think that this is a new thing that we have just invented. For the past four years, the committee has been engaging with provinces, and there was never a problem. The issue of the role of the portfolio committee having to do oversight at national level only, it has not hold water anyway. That Home Affairs is the national competency, there are no premier, MECs. That is it's something that you will tell people who don't know anything about oversight. We understand oversight cut across. And that oversight that we do, it does not only restrict us to Home Affairs. We said to them, give us the issues that you want us to make a follow-up with the Department of Public Works. on the office accommodation and all. That information will not even come now. That information will not even come. It will never come. It's the commitment that we say, this is where we think we'll be able to help you and all of that. But I think there's something that I may not know it. Maybe other members knows it. But what we must do is that let's give him an opportunity. But let's insist on the invitation that you have done. But let's give, maybe in that meeting the DG can be present. But because the problem that we identified in the past was that as we engage with these managers, some of them get so scared that they don't even talk about their challenges. And when you put them separate, they are able to speak freely and all of that. And just been helping us to understand the problems and to communicate with the department of the challenges that we ourselves know. You see, so but my proposal will be that it's not a train smash. Maybe the beginning of us having to develop a particular understanding of to them is what is the role of the portfolio committee. The workshop is another thing. The workshop will deal with the turnaround, and we'll have to deal with ourselves as a committee to look at our own programs and how we do our oversight and all of that. Separate from them, you know. But at some point, it will be important that for people to understand that the parliament has the responsibility. We're emphasizing accountability on the other side. On the other side, you are told how you must tell us to account. How do you do that? As a portfolio, how do you do that? In the name of respect, as we are expected to give respect and support that we watch for. But how do you do that? How do you have an oversight which is directed that this is how you must do your oversight? Where is the independence of Parliament? And how does the executive and the watch fund and the department account when we are told this is how we must do our oversight? And an official saying that. But the fact is that I'm saying that in a meeting of the next meeting that will convene. Okay, do you want to say something?
Chair, sometimes it is, I find it very, very important for us as a committee to sometimes don't react. I'm asking, we are talking from a point of power as a portfolio committee. I'm asking myself not to go into what has been stated, what are our functions. We have mentioned something very important, saying there might be something I don't know. That's what you said. I am saying, what is the difficulty in the committee before going into what we want to do, to call the DG to come and explain himself, and don't cloud it with other things. We are going to know more and learn more that we don't know. Because I doubt if he doesn't know that we have a duty of oversight. I believe he knows that very well. But I am saying, what is our problem as a committee to say, why did you do this? Explain yourself. Just to come in and do that before we carry on with what we want to do.
No, thank you, Chairperson. Allow me to differ with my colleague, Chairperson. By so doing, following the proposal by my colleague, in other ways we are strengthening that the Director General has the jurisdiction over portfolio committee. Why do we allow to forfeit the powers vested on us to the Director General, Chairperson? We carry on inviting those people from provincial managers. By this time, you are not using the office of the Director General. We, from Parliament, straight to provincial manager, Chairperson. And you send another letter to the Director General. If we want to engage the Director General, Chairperson, the suitable place, we have already engaged the program on our workshop. I hope and believe on that level is then that we can go and talk, because the Director General, even his appointment letter, when he filled the post, Chairperson, it was advertised to say, we want the person with this type of experience. It's not for the portfolio committee to come and teach the director general how to do oversight, what is our function, what is his powers. Thank you, Chairperson.
Chairperson, I think the view that was put by the honourable member there, Low, was in a way modified by Richard Sikakane here, the honourable member, and seconded by Comrade Maggie. And then we have agreed with that approach. Is that honourable member here, Richard, wants to go back again on that view which was supported before? For the member to differ, it is just a matter of in principle we all agree that each and every one of us knows and understand what their responsibilities are, but we seem to be missing one another by an inch here, so we still need one another even for the next 5 years if we will be here for the next 5 years. So can we then allow the director to come and explain himself? I think it's very important. Thank you.
Obviously, that engagement will take into account the point that Khosi is raising, but not having to relinquish the authority of Parliament, as Comrade Cheikh says, we speak from the basis of authority already. But we'll have to take into account what the rest of what Khosi has raised, because this is what we have to deal with at the end of the day. So on those basis, members, what we propose we should do either will be, because I don't see us having to move if we don't resolve some of these things properly. It means that let's convene a meeting the next week meeting, because we have applied for 2 days. In fact, it was going to be today and tomorrow. Either we can use the opportunity for tomorrow and then invite the DG after this meeting, so that in the morning tomorrow, because I'm afraid that we'll then go to the next week without having resolved certain things. My worry is that we're going again to the budget process. We'll have to be dealing with the strategic plan and all of that. We have to prepare for our own workshop at the same time. So I thought that what we should maybe do will be to convene the meeting as agreed, as planned yesterday. Have this meeting, invite him tonight, today when we finish here. Then he can appear before the committee. We can then resolve whatever issues that he has, and then and really deal with, you know, the way forward on the basis of us having to do the oversight just to understand it. I think that's the proposal I'm trying to make to members. Let me start with Low first and see.
Chairperson, thank you. I share your concern, your effort to meet with the DG. My worry is only this was less than 24 hours notice to the DG. I think you actually play it to his hands, because then he will turn around and say it's not enough notice for tomorrow. I think we have to try and be reasonable. And perhaps next week is too far away. Perhaps you could try and find some time in between. But I think we have to at least give them a full 24 hours or 48 hours notice, because otherwise it looks like we're being unreasonable.
I know that mostly the Friday will be very far, because I know that members mostly travel Fridays. But it's a committee day Friday. What are members saying? Yeah. With other committees, so which means will be then for the workshop for the next date that we have is the Tuesday date.
Chair, I second Honourable Law on this matter that we give the DG enough time, and I also want to propose that maybe for our future meetings, it means we are going to be under pressure, then we will have to use maybe Wednesdays or Fridays, because of the problems in front of us. Thank you.
But is that we will communicate to the DG with respect again, that the committee requests the DG to appear before it to clarify his response to the request we have made. And then we'll leave it there. The rest of the things will have to come up out of that meeting. What we need to do then, members, will be for us then to have that meeting next week. Right? Meantime, what we'll then work on, I've given members the copy of the program. I have not received any feedback from members. And the only thing that I thought members would make input into that program so that we can then, for the next quarter, adopt that program. We're now going to... Is that we're going to the end of the quarter now, first quarter, end of this month, right? Meaning that we'll have to... Are we going to recess? There's going to be a recess. End of the month, considering this road. It means that we'll only come back in May. Now, the workshop that we have planned for March 11 and 12, I think it must carry on. It must carry on. It must carry on. We need to have that workshop as a committee to look at ourselves and all of the issues. Because critical to the whole thing, again, is that we are going to elections. And Home Affairs is very critical on preparing the elections and all of that. And in that workshop, what part of what we must engage will be to invite the IEC for them to come and share with the portfolio committee the plans and the preparations for the elections for next year. If we can have that watch for that 2 days, one day we can deal with the Home Affairs turnaround, and then the following day we can then deal with the IEC and our own program. Plus, I would believe that out of that workshop, we can then come up with a program that, very, very short program, in fact, because the time will be very short. I think we'll try somewhere in August. So it's going to be about a 2 month program, very intense program that we'll have to come up with. Jose, let me give you before.
Thank you, Jefferson. I hear you summarizing correctly. But a little bit being a serious concern, Jefferson, because in your summary, you don't include the invitation to provincial managers.
Oh, okay. Okay, because we said that since then, eh? So, why can't we deal with the issue as Jose proposed it? That the Wednesday, because we'll have the meeting on Tuesday. Can you apply for a meeting on Wednesday for provincial managers? Huh? So it will be ongoing. I think we can have them for the whole day, starting in the morning, Wednesday, until what time is the house in 3 o'clock? We can give... I think can you agree on that, members? But let's try and convene this on Wednesday. So we meaning that we'll have to write another letter again. The next Wednesday, because that's the only last week that we have. After that, we're going to recess. We'll not have any other time. End of March. We're left with... but that Wednesday, why can't we use that Wednesday? Why can't we take them for them? Take 4, and the other week you can take the remaining 4. Before we go to the budget presentation. Yes, Lou?
Chairperson, as a chairperson, perhaps you know more than I do, but I understand that over the Easter week, after the Easter weekend, there's been a request that we leave those 3 days open in case there's parliamentary work, although there is talk it might not happen. I heard in my caucus last week that perhaps on the Thursday we would come back for 1 day for a sitting of Parliament. I'm just wondering, perhaps we might want to look at one of those, I think it's Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, right at the end of March after the Easter weekend. I'll give you the dates now, 25, 26, and 27th of March. Just to think about that, if, particularly, if, as I say, you might know more than I do. I'm told that the Thursday Parliament...
Why can't we, what's called, why can't we take into account all these issues that you are raising? Why can't we select the provinces that we want and use Wednesday as a starter? I know, Inka, that is very difficult for you for social development, Inka. But my problem is that, you know, we've already, this postponement, in fact, it's impacting on our preparations. So therefore, why can't we do that? And I'm not sure that the meeting with the BG will be a whole day meeting. And you said you don't want it to be clouded with anything else except that whole issue. Well, why can't we use the Wednesday, members? Can we use the Wednesday? Members of that? Unless we go to Friday. If members have a problem with Wednesday, then we can just do the Friday. Huh? Okay. Let's deal with the between the Wednesday and the Friday, members. Because you see, my problem is that we're going to have a problem of. I know the person that always travels is Chikosi mostly, and my friend from and Metrida, on Friday. But why can't we have the? We'll be working towards the end of the month. Why can't we? Why are we telling you that this coming Friday have the first batch that will invite them? Will write the formal letter to invite them, and then. The colleague can be available.
Yeah, the same. I already have a workshop scheduled for another committee on Friday, out of town.
Yeah. So it means it's the only time that we'll have this watch call will be on the week of the. The week of the 11th, which one is our workshop? 11 and 12, that's the week of our workshop. The 4th is next week, which you say that. But why will the meeting of the DG be a meeting that takes the time of the portfolio committee all day? Why can't we meet with the DG sometime in the afternoon on Tuesday?
Chairperson, in view of the seriousness of the problem, I wonder if we can't get special permission. On Thursday afternoon, the President of the French Republic is addressing us at 2:15. By 3:15, it's over. Could we not get special permission to meet as a committee thereafter?
And then meet with
either the DG or provincial people. We could sit till late, if need be. I mean, those of us that travel on Fridays. If you give them 48 hours notice, so we're being reasonable. But it also shows we're so serious, we're actually asking for special permission to meet at a normal time.
I'm not sure that we'll have a problem to meet after watch call. The budget debate. But do you want this meeting or you guys don't want this meeting? Because it's like we're now having to entertain what, who's doing what, who's not going to be here. But I thought that you would say the critical thing is that members, let's resolve this issue. It's a critical issue, let's deal with it.
As you can make it, as you've not been making it and meetings have been proceeding, we'll always sneak out and come.
So, I want us to close it now. Okay, listen.
Let me support your idea of saying, why can't we meet with the DG first and then later on carry on with our portfolio committee?
So, what we then do is that we have a meeting in the morning. We have a meeting in the morning. We put our aside about, an hour and a half. Okay, fully enough. Hour and a half? Yes. That will be enough. Then from there we then proceed with the watch fund, with the committee work meeting with watch fund. Okay? Yeah, Parliament is concerned, I've entertained it. I think, can I close it now, Chief? Is it different from this view, Susan? I won't surprise you, don't.
I think it's fine. I wanted to agree with the law. That the meeting will be held
Okay, let's take that proposal. I think proposal is made. We'll have this meeting the next Tuesday. The first, we'll start at 9 o'clock in the morning. The first hour, we'll deal with the DG and his respond to our call and look at how we can sort of strengthen, you know, the relations between, because we don't want a situation where the tensions, which are very much unnecessary, these tensions, because we have a responsibility to make sure that the department works and works accordingly, and it accounts for each and every cent that we give them. That's our responsibility. Then from there, what we then do, we can then proceed with the normal, you know, engagement with the provincial managers and all of that. So we'll then communicate in writing again, and then we'll inform the DG, and then we'll now invite the... How do you categorize? We'll put them as we have put them in the letter, the provincial invitations that we want to do. Okay? Now members, I forget the rest. Now, members, in the absence of nothing, can I ask you, as you go back, to look at the program? Just look at it and make the input in it. And in that meeting on Tuesday, when we close the meeting on Tuesday, we're going to adopt that program. There's going to be a program that, because we cannot operate without the program, we need to adopt our own annual report again. Before we adopt any other annual report, we must do our own annual report and our own analysis. So the copies of the annual report have been made available. Okay. Would this be good again if members have lost them? Because I know that members lose documents. And then, but that annual report, members will then make input.
Chairperson, because we are here, why can't we carry on with the...
Okay.
I can check.
The program. You copy a program. The program. Program. Yes.
Chair, the view of the fact that it's only 11 o'clock, we said that we're going to work here, can I propose that we actually take half an hour and we walk across to Barrack Street? I don't know what's happening with the water damage there, how they're getting on. Let's go and make an unannounced visit as a portfolio committee. Let's go and do our oversight work.
And that's what we're having.
We could go to one of the
But if we're transport, you know, if we're transport, that would be nice, in fact. Barrack Street, I was there on Thursday already. It would be nice, in fact, to go to the harbor. You know, just take a nice walk to the harbor and, you know, and then those who have cars, I think that would be great. That would be great. Rather than, you know, having time with the dude, just to make a follow-up on the issue. So, what do we want to go? It was closed. It makes progressive watchful proposals. So, what are you saying? Okay. Make it.
Can we?
I don't have my copy of the next week. Why can't we take this opportunity that Law has proposed? Bukman and all members, why can't we take that opportunity? What's wrong with you? So what's wrong with Rain? But on a serious note, let's take this call. I want to support that proposal. We have about 2 hours to spend. So what we can do is that let's go to Weinberg office, unannounced visit, as you say, and especially that office was closed not long ago. Then just go there, we see what's happening there, and it helps us, because even ourselves, the trip that was done with Meme again, it was just out of lunch. We just said, because we have time, let's make a walk. It's part of our oversight. And if you don't do this thing, nobody will do them. So what time do we meet outside? At the airport, at the watch point. What's the time now? 5:11. And what are we going to do for 10:30? 10 minutes we meet at board phase. Okay? No, it's just less. So we'll eat them when we come back. We'll have our lunch when we come back. So yeah, let's do that. Let's meet in the next 10 minutes at the board base, and then we'll use our own resources, not a problem. Because to apply, it will take us another 3 hours, 5 hours, just to get a car. So let's do that. I think let's take this call, eh? Okay. Let's do that. And thank you very much for the progressive proposal. So we meet at the... have the door there in the next 10 minutes. Okay? Yokman will be your kids for now. You'll take care of me and Mimi, Jens, Kate, and... Ah, no. Sorry?
Thomas.
Okay, wait.
No, you'll meet us outside, sir. You have a car too. You have your own car too, yeah. Yes, okay. No, thank you very much. We meet 10 minutes downstairs. Thanks.